The war continues. I want to go through this. We're going to be joined, by the way, in this hour by Anthony Kevin, also known as Danks from Dankster Intel. He's going to talk to us about a lot of research he's done into the infiltration of our media sphere here in America. Very excited to talk to him. But I want to go through this rundown. I think this is accurate as far as I can tell, from Ahmed Bertrand on X. This is just sort of a quick rundown, quick timeline of the statements made and the events as laid out by the authorities as to the rescue of the downed pilot in Iran. So he says, if I got this right, here's the narrative. And a U.S. F-15E fighter jet got shot down over Iran, despite Trump saying 2 days beforehand in his nationwide address that Iran has no anti-aircraft equipment, that their radar is 100% annihilated. The plane's weapons systems officer, a, quote, highly respected colonel, according to Trump, ejected from the plane and got seriously wounded. Still, all this according to Trump. He still managed to hike up a 7,000-foot mountain ridge line and hide in a crevice of the Zagros Mountains despite his wounds. U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drones started killing all Iranian military-aged males believed to be a threat who got within 3 kilometers of the American's location. To retrieve him, the U.S. managed to seize an abandoned airport 200 miles deep inside Iran near Isfahan, which happens to be where Iran's largest atomic scientific center is located. They landed 2 MC-130 military transport planes in that aircraft, in that airport, in an operation involving hundreds of special forces troops and military personnel. Both MC-130 planes got stuck in the sand, and the U.S. destroyed them themselves to prevent them falling into Iranian hands. They deployed 3 new aircraft to extract all the U.S. personnel on the ground. There are videos circulating online of heavy clashes with presumably Iranian missiles raining down on this county in the Zagros Mountains during the night. Iran sent pictures of the aftermath at the abandoned airport and its site of utter destruction. That's the B-roll I added earlier, guys. We can play that. With U.S. plane and MHC helicopter parts scattered all over the ground, still smoking, Iran claims they are the ones who, in fact, destroyed all the aircraft. Meanwhile, a second U.S. plane, A-10 Warthog, also crashed on Friday near the Straits of Hormuz, according to U.S. officials speaking to the NYT. In that instance, too, the lone pilot was apparently safely rescued. In all of this, after the multiple planes and helicopters destroyed or shot down, the documented heavy clashes, the, quote, hundreds of special force troops and military personnel operating deep inside Iran, not a single U.S. soldier was reported killed or even wounded, according to Trump. And this highly respected colonel, that this was all for, there's never been a name, photo, or interview released. Nobody's spoken to him or know who he is. So to sum it all up, anti-aircraft equipment that supposedly did not exist shot down an F-15 and apparently an H-10 Warthog the same day. A seriously wounded man climbed up a 2.1-kilometer mountain. The U.S. seized an airfield 200 miles inside a country it's at war with, next to one of its most strategic nuclear sites, and deployed hundreds of troops that all apparently unimpeded. They lost 2 planes to, quote-unquote, sand, and destroyed their own helicopters. Videos show heavy clashes, missiles raining down, but not a single person got even wounded. And the man at the center of it all, nobody knows who he is, completely anonymous, 0 pictures, but Trump says he's safe and sound. Also, so is the rescued A-10 Warthog pilot, who also remains anonymous. Trump concludes, this all proves that America has achieved overwhelming air dominance and superiority over the Iran skies, despite the whole episode only happening because Iran shot his planes out of the sky in the first place. Basically, the only thing that's overwhelming here is the audacity of the storytelling. And from Iran, they've issued a completely different series of statements, photos, and updates. In fact, photos showing a C-130 body hollowed out with a human skull inside, hinting that maybe at least one person seems like they've died. The images that have come out of the destroyed C-130s show that the propeller rotors are bent, which means they likely were slammed into the ground while still spinning, meaning that it would have been a crash of a plane, not a plane on the ground being destroyed on purpose by its own people to prevent it from falling into the enemy's hands. Because obviously, if the propellers are spinning and it crashes and the propellers hit the ground while still spinning, it's going to bend the blades in exactly the way that has been exposed in some of the photos. Iran also claims to have received personal papers, a visa or passport of sorts of one of the people on the flights, who was, in fact, an Israeli-American nuclear engineer.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them. I developed them. High-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Get wide awake with Harrison Smith live on the War Room right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna take a quick pause here. We're going to stop talking about the Iran war, and we're going to start talking about what got us to the Iran war, how we found ourselves in this situation, with my guest, Anthony Kevin, better known as Danks from Dankster Intel. Anthony Kevin, better known as Danks from at Dankster Intel, is a full-stack AI developer pushing the bleeding edge of technology while moonlighting as one of the sharpest independent researchers out there. He's the founder behind Americans for Transparency and the mind behind Dankster Intelligence Apparatus, where he drops deep investigative dives into nonprofit funding, media influence, and the inner workings of major conservative organizations. If you want unfiltered receipts and data-driven analysis that cuts through the noise, you're in for a treat if you visit AmericansForTransparency.org. That's AmericansForTransparency.org. Find Dankster on X at Dankster Intel and on YouTube, Instagram, and Rumble. Secondary Clips channel can be found on YouTube at Danks Clips. Danks, welcome to the show, sir.
Harrison, thanks for having me. It's a privilege to be here. Big fan of the show and lots to talk about, man. This is, in my mind, is breaking news. This is very important information, even though it's been on the internet. You know, it's just been sitting there waiting for someone to come out and really dive all the way in. And fortunately, I did that.
So what have you discovered? What do people need to know about their favorite conservative influencers?
Well, there's a company called Clock Tower X LLC. It's registered as a foreign agent for the government of Israel. So essentially, in the FARA document, it states that they are to integrate messaging directly into Salem Media and also aligned properties. And what's interesting about that and what I want people to understand is it's not just about Brad Parscale. He is the principal of this. He basically owns it and he has multiple other websites. They do AI manipulation and bias on behalf of their business. And they also do geofencing on American churches. But that's really the surface. What's underneath is a systems level argument about how foreign government really doesn't need to buy politicians anymore. They don't need to bribe anybody. They don't need to back channel diplomacy. What they figured out is far more elegant and really it's dangerous for our country. They buy the architecture. Think about Salem Media and what it actually is. It's not just a radio network. Salem is the ideological distribution infrastructure of really conservative and Christian conservative Americans, the right American, you know, political right, whatever you want to say. It reaches tens of millions of people every single week across radio, podcasts, digital properties, television, ads. And so when Salem speaks, it speaks to the audience that elects presidents, especially our president today. So it shapes what the audience believes is true, what is moral, and what is worth fighting for. But the problem is it's coming from Israel and it's actually infiltrated on the inside through the documentation as a foreign registered agent. The thing is, Salem Media itself is not registered, and the chief strategy officer is Brad Parscale, working hand in hand with the future of Salem Media and their architecture and the work that is being put out through Salem Media and aligned. Remember, it's not just Salem Media, it's aligned properties. So where does that stop? Not just that, Don Trump Jr. and Lara Trump own significant stake inside of Salem Media. Not just that, Salem Media owns 30% of MXM, Don Jr.'s business. you know, his app. So they're business married. So the White House's family is business married with the company that's doing the largest conservative media apparatus in this country. And they're doing the bidding of Israel.
So I want to get into this is all bombshell stuff. And I want to get into how exactly this happens. I mean, are they giving them talking points? Are they publishing, you know, promoting or paying for certain things to run versus other things? Like I want to get into like the nitty gritty of how this happens. But yeah, in case people don't know, just to quote your tweet, which people can find on your X at Dankster Intel. Did you know that the Charlie Kirk Show, Josh Hammer, Dennis Prager, Laura Trump, Larry Elder, Hugh Hewitt, Dinesh D'Souza, Sebastian Gorka, Brandon Tatum, and Todd Starnes all broadcast on a network whose chief strategy officer is a federally registered foreign agent for the Israeli government. So, again, when you're talking about these people, you're talking about some of the biggest names in quote-unquote conservative media. And as we know, I mean, we hear a lot about democracy and its modern manifestation. Democracy essentially means rule by the media because the media decides what the people know and people make decisions on the basis of the information they have. So, you know, really, democracy at this point is ruled by the media. If our media is ruled by a foreign actor, that's a problem. That's a very big problem.
Yeah, it is a very big problem. And really, to answer what you're saying is the way the money moves, okay? So the money starts with the state of Israel, specifically the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And they're operating on this Hasbara budget, which we've heard of is like $729 million. This budget that I found within all of these documents, it's on my American for Transparency website, $150 million in 2025, and now a 20 times increase from pre-war levels to this 2026 Hasbara budget of roughly $729 million. And that is not a public diplomacy budget. This is a warfare budget. So when you have the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs, they don't write checks directly to American influencers or the conservative media companies. That would be too clean. It's too traceable, too legally exposed. The problem, though, is in the FARA documents, they're supposed to state which Salem media properties or influencers or podcasters are actually receiving this messaging and being conveyed out. But they are not documenting that. So this is actually a FARA violation. So they are already violating the law stated by FARA. The problem is Pam Bondi dismantled the oversight, right? So now it's just gone to civil instead of federally criminal lawsuits or whatever it could be. So it goes from the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and then there's three intermediaries. And then from those intermediaries, two of them are Havas Media, one Germany, one in US. And then they filter through the money. And if you scroll down on my website, there's a interactive map and it shows exactly how the money flows. So it's got Israel on top, the three intermediaries. So the money flows from Israel into those three intermediaries. And then you've got like 12 to 15 branches of companies that are all doing certain particular things, right? Salem Media is within the Clock Tower ecosystem, okay? But there's also other companies that are doing the same thing. You have Show Faith by Works. You have all the the companies that are paying influencers $7,000 a month. I mean, when you talk about, when we hear about all of these things happening, the truth is it is actually happening, but it's a much more sophisticated way because they're coming at all angles. It's not just, oh, they're giving talking points. It's not just, oh, they're paying $7,000 a post. It's all of that. Plus they're geofencing mega churches. There's over 300 mega churches in the Southwest in the United States. What they do is they actually manipulate the AIs. If you go inside the church, and they can track, trace, and create a social map with their AI architecture. That's one part of it. They can manipulate if your pastor is using AI. They can manipulate the AI if the pastor is looking for certain passages. I mean, it goes all the way to the core of American Christian conservatives. And the way that the stream goes is, it was $6 million for Clock Tower X LLC. They increased it to $9 million. They rewrote They made an amendment on December, I think, 26 of 2025 to $9 million. So that was exclusively for digital advertising. Parscale, the principal on this, is mandate is under the contract is literally integrating narrative messaging into Salem Media Network properties. And that's Salem's chief strategy officer, Parscale himself. So the money flows from Israel through German intermediary or American intermediary into an American LLC whose managing member simultaneously holds a senior strategic role at a media company in which the Trump family holds equity. You know, so that's stream one. And then you have stream two goes to Show Faith by Works LLC. That's Farah number 7653, if I'm correct. They've got over $3 million, and their stated mission is what I just said, is to geofence 303 American megachurches and Christian universities and track communication devices of people. And I'm going to quote from the filing here directly, is positive associations with the nation of Israel, while portraying the Palestinian population as extremists or anybody defending or saying that Palestine should also have a right to exist as extremists. Okay, so this is from their own documentation. And you also have Bridges Partners LLC. These are the three main ones that are kind of working in conjunction. There you go. There's that map there. They have almost $1 million. Their number is 7652, fair number, budgeted for 900K. And if anybody ever goes there, you could click one of those blue buttons there and it would show right on the side. It shows you could talk to the AI agent that I built, or you could click the FARA documents there. You could ask whatever. So you could have a full-on conversation. It's trained all on the information there. You know, so Wow. There's like the Canary mission you just pulled up. They're not registered. You know what I mean? And that's a major problem. We know what the Canary mission's been up to.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
this is an incredible website. I'd seen the video that you made that went totally viral, but I had not been to your website yet. That's AmericansForTransparency.org that we're looking at there. I'll go to that myself.
Yes, sir.
AmericansForTransparency.org. It's a great name, and you are bringing the transparency. So, yeah, this is incredibly sophisticated. I mean, this is an industry at this point. Obviously, it's been operating for a while, and now it's the manifestation it currently exists in is very refined, and they're very good at what they do, and they know what they're doing. Can you tell me, do you have any knowledge? Like, let's say I got a job at Salem Media. What would, you know, and I'm there, I'm a host, and I'm having a meeting or something. What would my interaction with these groups be? Would they be telling me things to say, directing me where to cover stuff? Like, how does this actually work when we get how the money flows, but once the rubber meets the road, how does this influence, manifest?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you see and if you start to pay attention to, we all hear the same talking points, right? We've seen it with Candace multiple times, right? It's a lot like that, where one principal or one major company or podcast station like the Charlie Kirk Show, that's actually their number one podcasting station, they'll put out something and then they will spread that messaging. And sometimes it's going to be so covert in a way to where the influencer or the podcaster themselves might not even know, right? But so say if you work at Salem or if you work for Salem, you're not going to get a call from Brad Parscale. You're probably never even going to see a memo that says anything about Israeli government messaging. You almost certainly never see a dollar amount or any particular thing that's tied to this. But what you see is something that looks pretty much normal, right? Something that looks like editorial guidance, something that looks like the natural culture of the organization that you work for or aligned with. So the operational pipeline actually functions based on what the contract tells us. And under the Clock Tower X LLC, it says it's required to deliver a comprehensive narrative framework and messaging blueprint in month one with ongoing monthly updates to messaging and framing based on data insights and guidance audience testing. So they are also required to deliver monthly influence and network maps, identifying high impact voices, communities, and distribution nodes. And really the last phrase is key there is high impact voices, distribution nodes. That is corporate language for we have identified which people inside the media properties have the most reach, and we are mapping how to move narrative through them. And so, you know, when you have a group of people, we could just kind of humanize it, right? Like if we have a group of people, we all are kind of on the same team, if you will, and maybe we watched that show and we watched this other show. If you start hearing some of these people saying these things, you will end up regurgitating them if you ideologically feel that you align with that. So it's very covert. Like I said, they might not even know. That's the thing. So again, nobody really questions what a CSO does, a chief strategy officer does. They really just think that this person is just aligned for the best future of the company. But Brad Parscale is in charge of the growth opportunities shaped on behalf of what they're trying to do is shape bias around Israel. And because Parscale's team is running monthly sentiment analysis, he runs artificial intelligence, AI, SEO manipulation. There's something that he does called generative engine optimization. That's how they manipulate the AI. And the way this works, like, think about this. You're in this network and you're in this group. They have the ability to see what you're talking about. Your audience will start basically putting things in the chat, putting things in the comments, and then they're able to build websites around that. And the way AI works, it's not like SEO with keywords and like ranking on Google. The AI actually looks for the most influential voices, but actually in text on the internet. And so what happens is the AIs, especially shaped around the culture themselves, they will start putting out, if you go to, I have a bunch of websites I could send you from Brad Parscale's Clock Tower X LLC. They actually make like what looks like news reports, but it's just biased actually. Mm-hmm. And they just flood the entire internet with this bias based off of what the audience is saying. And then by the time it gets to someone like Josh Hammer and he's looking it up in AI and what somebody said on the Charlie Kirk show, then it's already been flooded with these fake news articles from like dozens of websites, hundreds of pages. And the AI will choose that because it feels that it's an authority in the space. Mm. It is very meticulous and it is very deep. And I still am trying to understand it. But it's not as easy as, oh, you're getting paid by Israel and this is what you need to say. It is not that.
It's a lot more sophisticated than that, because obviously part of it is hiding that influence. You don't want everybody coming out and saying it outright. But of course, one of the bizarre things about this is you're not speculating. You're not just pointing to what these people say and say they might be paid by Israel. I mean, they're registered under FARA. It's not up for debate whether this is a foreign, you know, thing happening here. It is, and it's Israel doing it. Is there nothing in the FARA, like once you register in FARA, can you just do whatever any other group can? Or is there some sort of requirement to, you know, tell people that you're working for a foreign country? Because it seems like that might be useful when they're reporting something to say, oh, by the way, I'm an agent for Israel when I'm saying this. Is there any, you know, requirement to tell the truth about where this information is coming from to the people who are getting the information, the audience?
Well, historically, yes, there has been, and there still is a requirement, especially from the company that is conveying the messaging and distributing the money. So they are supposed to say who they're giving the money to, and they are supposed to also state how much they're paying and what the messaging narrative is, and then basically the terms of that agreement. However, the only thing that they're showing in the document at this time, which like I said at the beginning of this segment here that you brought me on, is that they're not doing that. They're not fully breaking down the information piece by piece by piece. All they've said is Salem Media Network properties and aligned properties or aligned networks. So that is a violation and they are breaking the law. But they have Bondi, who has just been terminated, that I feel like her job has been complete. That's why she's gone. She's dismantled all these different things. Some very important organizations like the oversight committees for FARA. And now that's actually not a law that people are going to be looking to go and plant that onto the website when they know nobody's going to come after them anymore. I hate even saying that out loud, but people need to know it. I don't want to say it because I don't want these other government or people that are the companies are like, oh, well, we don't have to file. And then they go and look, maybe they find out for me. It's true though. And Americans need to know that we are being propagandized from the inside while the Trump family name is an owner of a company. And what's interesting is Brad Parscale was there before Trump Jr. got in, before he got his equity stake. And then 8 months later, while Don Jr. is there and owns stake, then Bradley Parscale, not only the CSO, starts the company in August of 2025, registers in September. And then that's actually September 18th, 8 days after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, they were registered under FARA. So Don Jr. was there the whole time. There's no doubt in my mind that he knows that this is going on. So this is, like I said before, infiltration from the inside at the highest levels. And I feel like we're completely sold out.
This would not be difficult to understand if it was Democrats. Let's just put it that way. If Republicans were, you know, presented a bunch of information showing that a bunch of Democrat, you know, media people were being paid to, you know, shape their message from the, and it was the Obama campaign, you know, Obama's son was the Biden, you know, it was Hunter Biden running this, this wouldn't be confusing at all. So I think it's pretty clear if you don't approach this with any sort of bias, just how malignant this is, just how, you know, negative this influence is. And of course, as you point out in your tweet that I was reading from earlier, since Pam Bondi dissolved the Foreign Malign Influence Center at the DOJ, there's nobody left to enforce it. And that is a very big deal. You also get into how Pam Bondi herself has a lot of connections to Qatar. We'll get to that in just a second. But sticking with Israel, I mean, this is one aspect of a massive industry. Like, even this industry is massive. We're talking about nearly $1 billion from this one source, $729 million from this one source for Hasbro content. But this is one small drop in the bucket to the overall influence campaign that's being pushed right now. How big is this compared to some of the other ones that we know about, AIPAC, this sort of stuff?
I mean, this is probably the most impactful besides AIPAC. AIPAC is probably the reason why AIPAC is so impactful is because it doesn't matter what everyone says. They are complete. The politicians are bought out, right? There's no, like, we're not paying them money except for their tax money, which is their salary. But they're getting this fat ass bonus on top of what? Basically minimum, you know, 50,000 and average mid six figures and upwards of millions of dollars. Right. We've all seen track AIPAC. We know how much these people are getting paid. Even Tulsi Gabbard has taken six figures from AIPAC. They're all compromised. OK, so AIPAC is significant. However, when you talk about getting to the entire country, this is the most prolific, I would say, because 100%. You're on every single person's phone, their TV, their grandparents, their kids. I mean, the Charlie Kirk show, man. Think about how many people and kids and young students were following or are or were following that messaging. And then behind the scenes, since 2019, they've been rolling with Salem Media. And then since 2025, this person that's already planning.
They've been totally infiltrated. I'm sorry, we got to go to commercial break. We'll be back on the other side. Yeah. This is absolutely incredible stuff from my guest known as Danks from Dankster Intel. Dankster Intel on X. Incredible stuff. We're going to pick up right there on the other side. You're not going to want to miss the second half.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it and you like it and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. Guy, you're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Monday afternoon. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, if you order whatever you order at thealexjonesstore.com, you get a free gift in every order. And a lot of our products, all of our products are on sale at one time or another right now. Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit Caps and Gummies, MK Ultra, and Atomic Defense can all be purchased for 40% off. You're getting 35% off the Colostrum and Life Force, 30% off the iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture, and the creatine powder. So massive discounts on some of our most popular products. And every order you place comes with a free gift right now at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. And with that, you know, that's how we get funding. That's how we get paid, by you. If you like what we do here, you go to the website and get a fantastic product, love the product, keep ordering it. It's a symbiotic relationship that everybody benefits from. But today we're talking about how other media companies might make their money and decide what to talk about. Have you looked into InfoWars? Maybe you should look into, are we doing anything under the table? Discovered.
My audio is disconnected.
Uh-oh, his audio is disconnected, guys. It's probably a problem. I wanted to talk to Danks during the commercial break. So I asked to connect.
There we go. All right. I can hear you now.
Sorry, that was my fault. I was just asking, I was just singing our own praises of InfoWars that we are unencumbered by this type of manipulation. Have you found anything about InfoWars? Are we operating under the table? Are we getting influenced by anybody?
No, I actually looked. I haven't found anything, and I'm happy to say that. So far, so good. But don't I won't say I can't stop looking, but for now,
keep
it
looking.
Looks like you're clean, right? So
well, I'd love to know if I'm being influenced by somebody without my knowledge. I think that would be impossible in the way that things work around here. But it's true. Most other places, they're getting money from other people. They're getting talking points from other people. And you have laid it out really in a very impressive way. And I've just been scrolling your website, AmericansForTransparency.org. It's a very robust website with all these awesome sort of applications built in. I'm going through you have like this flow chart, the interactive investigation map. I mean, this is very cool, and people could really dig down on this and do their own research using the tools you've provided. Again, my guest is Anthony Kevin, known as Danks from Dankster Intel. You can follow them on X at Dankster Intel, and you can find their clips on YouTube, Instagram, and Rumble there as well, with a secondary clips channel on YouTube called at Danks Clips. And one of your clips went super viral recently, talking about Salem Media and the manipulation that goes on there. And, you know, we were talking about AIPAC at the very end there, and that the AIPAC money is sort of overwhelming. And when you look at, you know, things like Track AIPAC as an X account that documents that stuff. But for one thing, people sort of know where they're coming from. And so at this point, AIPAC is so unpopular, they're trying to hide their contributions through third party Kentucky MAGA PAC, that type of thing. So they're deeply unpopular. But I've always held that it wasn't about the money that AIPAC could give you. It was about the connections. Once you get the gold star from AIPAC, yeah, you're getting money, which is nice for a campaign. But really, now you're entered into this giant network where you can get on the big shows and get the big endorsements. I mean, AIPAC and really all of these organizations, there's a lot of money there. But really, it's about this sharing of influence, the you know, cultivating of popularity, things like that, right? I mean, can you talk a little bit about the way this stuff works beyond the money, but the influence peddling that happens?
Yeah, I mean, when you see somebody that's sitting on, for example, like say we have some more important things, right? Like, because AIPAC is obviously a visible, politically toxic face of Israel influence in American politics. Everyone knows what AIPAC is, right? Everyone knows what they do. AIPAC writes the checks to the politicians and so on. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene said it herself on the record that they're a liability, right? That they're crossing party lines. And, you know, but if your most visible influence tool has become a political liability, if merely being associated with AIPAC is now enough to cost a political vote or a politician's vote, what do you do instead, right? You build something that doesn't look like influence at all. You build something that looks like media, okay? Right. So this is the fundamental strategic difference between what AIPAC gives and what Salem and Clock Tower X LLC and Salem by association, of course, in the FAIR documents and Align Networks. This is what they're delivering, is this ultimately transactional, bilateral, dependent on the willingness of the politicians to accept the transaction and survive the political cost of being seen accepting it. That cost is rising. So Salem is giving that something completely different, which is exponentially more valuable. It gives legitimacy without visibility. Mm-hmm. All right. So think about what legitimacy means in the context of an American conservative Christian. Salem is not just a media company to the audience. It is a trusted, it's a lot like Fox, and, you know, but it's breached past the boomer stage, right? You've got a lot of these talking heads that you've mentioned in my post, Josh Hammer, you know, even what's crazy is I watched Sean Hannity on the PBD show. Sean Hannity is guilty by association, and he's been on many, many Salem shows and podcasts, all right? And he spews the same rhetoric, the same stuff. And he sat in PBD's chair when PBD was not there that day. And they spent 2 hours drilling the same talking points. So that influence, when you see somebody who's been in the game as long as Sean Hannity has.
She looks like we...
A lot of these people, you know,
okay,
maybe
sorry,
we don't,
sorry, you,
maybe you do
you
look
dropped
up to
out.
That person, but...
Sorry, Danks, you dropped out for a second there. If you could pick up, you said, you know, when you see somebody with Sean Hannity that's been in the game this long.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, when you see him been in the game this long and you see And say you perhaps have watched him. You're young, maybe you're my age, or you're a little older, you're in your mid 40s, and you're doing political commentary. And then you see Hannity say something, and then you see, you know, Andrew Colvett say something, or you've seen Charlie Kirk spew this rhetoric over the last two years, or whatever it may have been. This kind of just, it becomes part of it, your psyche, in a subconscious way, and then you start talking about some of these things very similarly. We've even seen it. We've seen it with all of these people. And that's the thing, is it almost feels like they become part of a crew, even if they've never met the person, because their talking points might cross that path. And then that person's desk, and like, oh wow, they're on the same team. They have the same thought alignment. Right. But this belief, the belief is what's forming gradually through the media environment that they consume, or that we consume, a belief that feels like your own conclusion because you heard it either from someone like Hannity, or someone like Charlie Kirk, or from your pastor, or from any of your favorite radio hosts, or from the search results from your AI that's confirmed it. That belief, it's invisible, right? That belief is the infrastructure, the blueprint, and it cannot be traced back to a foreign government contract in any way that feels real to the person holding it, and then getting paid out by AIPAC, and then being tracked by a political donor organization. And that's what's unique about the entire operation. And it, again, it's not even just the media. I mean, that's only one part of this whole map that you pulled up. You know what I mean? There's so much to it. And the thing is, they are using data. They bring data through decades of work, not just what was working now, or what has been working now, but also what worked in the early 2000s and the late 90s and the early 90s and the 80s. And then they're able to build this psychographic profile of the Trump coalition at a granular level that no foreign government intelligence service could replicate from the outside. They know what messaging makes this audience, what makes them trust the content, what kind of content this audience would trust. They know what framing makes them afraid. They know what emotionally triggers them from passive to advocates. You know what I mean? Some passive consumers of the content to active advocates. They know which communities inside the coalition are movable on which issues and at what threshold of exposure. And you got to remember the comments and the chats and the API keys. I'm a developer, right? That's why it says on my thing, AI developer and full stack. I can use an API key, and I can go on my account, and I could plug it in and see every single thing that's happened on my account from, and that goes for YouTube, X, Instagram, Facebook, every single platform has this. I can see what they've said at what frequency. And if I can do that with my account, imagine what somebody that's aligned with the White House, what they could do. Not just that, think about the White House app we just found out. I don't know if you heard about this. I'm sure you probably did. They're tracking people from 4.5 minutes once you get onto their website or their app, and then they're constantly tracking it, whether your phone is on the app or not. Okay. So they're able to partner with other businesses that are on these app stores. They're able to partner with all these other podcasting stations and all of these churches and, you know, all of these other companies and these, you know, influential figureheads or companies. And they literally are building a graph, an analytical biased graph of the consumer of every single thing that you touch, whether it's an X post, whether it's a podcast that you're watching, for how long you're watching it. Did you like it? Did you subscribe? Did you share it? Did you share it through text? Did you share it through Facebook? I mean, it is the most meticulous targeting system, and they're focusing on Gen Z audiences to integrate these narratives into. And they actually have a mandate to deliver 50 million impressions a month to Gen Z audiences alone. Wow. While integrating this through, say, this is just through, say, it's 50 million impressions of Gen Z every month integrated directly through Salem Media's distribution network. And that's not just a media campaign. That is a That is like a precision of psychological operation conducted by a person or an entity or a company or a country, I guess you could say, who knows the target better than we know ourselves. And it's because they have all this data to back it up. And then it's a never-ending data pipeline, because once they plug into your data set, they can build and build and build. And now we have AI to constantly strengthen that and grow that map. So for now, say your map is like here. Well, once they see you're on this app, and then they can just see it grow and grow and grow. And before you know it, they have your kids, your wife, your daughter, your cousin, every single person in your family who you go to coffee with. That's part of the geofencing thing. Once they get into your phone, once you've been geofenced, that's it. You know, it spreads like a virus, and that's a whole nother thing. It's intense. I've been studying this probably since January. It's not been that long, and I've been obsessed. I built the whole website about it, you know, but that's how important I think this is. And on the website, I have an X account. It's actually AFNPT.org, Americans for Nonprofit Transparency org. That's my X account that I started for it. And on the banner, it says no more foreign agents, because the foreign agents, whether they're filed with FARA or not, they are buying out our politicians. They're buying out our media. Whether it's not even necessarily about Israel at this point. We've got Qatar. We've got all these countries are doing it. It just happens to be Israel is taking the most advantage with the most money at this current time. And they've been doing it more and more and more. So we are sitting here at a tipping point where the White House's family owns a significant stake in a company that's propagandizing Israel pro messaging through 900 plus accounts, programs, news stations, podcasts, just with Salem Media and their integrated pipeline through all the aligned messaging networks that are talking through them. So what does the Israeli government get out of this exchange? Well, they get the conversion of their foreign policy objectives into what appears to be an organic, faith-driven, patriotically motivated conviction of tens of millions of American Christians. But and they also get the belief of the environment so thoroughly preloaded with their preferred narratives through search results, AI responses, paid media, editorial direction, that by the time an American conservative encounters a question about Israel, Gaza, anti-Semitism, Jew hate, or U.S. foreign policy, every information source they trust is already a part of this ecosystem pointing in the same direction. And it's just like one big exchange of the same information in a variety of different ways.
Is incredible. I mean, everything you just laid out there, the sheer scale of it is just like hitting me in waves, because then I'm thinking about all the AI data centers that they're building up. And it's like, yeah, you would need big data centers to handle the amount of manipulation they're trying to pull off here. The White House app gets into it. Of course, I'm thinking about some of the latest things people have trademarked or gotten approval for like reading facial expressions. Maybe they're showing you a podcast and they see that, oh, you kind of furrowed your brow at that point. I mean, that's how granular they're trying to get here. I mean, they're actually, publishing this technology. And, for a long time people denied it, but people could tell. It's like, okay, I talked about having a cat and suddenly I started seeing ads for cat food. And this is this idea that, yeah, we're listening to you all the time. Sure, we're surveilling you all the time. But that's just to give you what you want. It was almost like a beneficent thing. It was like, well, we just want to know what to sell you. But that always kind of fell flat when it's like, okay, why do they keep advertising me something that I already own? You know, and it's like, this doesn't make any sense. They're not even advertising me things that I want. They're advertising me things that have nothing to do with me. Obviously, they're not very good at using the surveillance information. What you're talking about is taking that same level of surveillance information to actually change what you want, where instead of saying, oh, you have a cat, you might want cat food, it's let's convince him to get a cat so we can sell him cat food, only about voting and geopolitics and things a lot more important than what type of what brand of cat food you buy. And this would be bad enough That's domestically, correct. But the fact that it's foreign involvement. So again, you know, we've got this this article here, it's extremely important, and I don't want to like downplay it by doing this, but just to get through to people how I see this, just imagine we could switch out the names. The actual article says, Donald Trump Jr., Laura Trump, strike deal with Salem Media. Now, if you were to just replace their names with names of the Bidens, you know, how would you feel then? If this was Hunter Biden and Ashley Biden, right? Two members of the Biden family reaching a deal with, instead of Salem Media, if it was whatever, CNN or, you know, whoever they're, you know, well, at this point, it's Larry Ellison, so it wouldn't be them anyway. But like, if this was the deal, if it was Hunter and Ashley Biden reaching a deal with a major media company in America to make the pair of the Biden family members a major part of the company's strategic growth and content offerings moving forward, I mean, we would be outraged about this. We would say, look, this is the government. This is the White House, the evil Bidens. They're in bed with these media corporations to change how Americans feel. This should be illegal. And yet it goes unnoticed because we're the ones who care about that stuff, and it's happening on our side. I mean, is that part of the strategy, do you think? And just tell us what you know about Donald Trump and the Trump administration, the Trump family's involvement in this massive campaign of subversion.
Yeah, I mean, well, think about like what you were just saying, right? Imagine Biden, Hunter Biden, CNBC, and or not even imagine if it wasn't Israel. Imagine if it was Russia, right? Imagine if it was China. You can put any country in there. You could put South Africa. You could put Australia, yep, for all I give a damn. You know, at the end of the day, when the president's son and daughter own a significant stake in a company that's claiming 18 to 20% increase over the next 9 months, just based off of this political affiliation with, or this foreign agent registration with Israel, this is a problem. Okay. They're looking to gain money off of disseminating pro ad secondary country into this country.
Yep.
And they're benefiting off of it in multiple different ways. Now, we don't know exactly how the money pipeline besides Salem, because when I look at their market cap, it's like only 13, 15 million. You know, they were, before I dropped this story, they were $18 million market cap. They're, oh, wow, they're actually a company on the market. Well, now they're 13 million a few days later. So Brad Parscale, you know, I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm not sorry, but, you know, whatever.
Well, the thing is, your cap there.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. But the thing is, we have, I can't express this enough. And I told you off air, Harrison, my buddy, a good friend of mine, Jesse on Fire, it really landed for him when I told him about the fact that Don Jr. and Lara Trump own stake and are constantly on this network. Lara has her own segment, and she's publicly stated that she's happy to be speaking the truth about whatever the line was, speaking the truth on this network and whatnot. Imagine if Hunter Biden got on and was speaking on behalf of Russia or Israel or put in country, and he's serving he's working with a company that's serving and owns that company on behalf of a foreign government. And you know that they're pushing pro-Russia propaganda down our throats, and that the president's son owns a significant stake in that company. How would you, like, imagine, how would you look? He was just selling painting. Well, you know, he was obviously doing a lot of other stuff.
Right.
But even just to the little things of the paintings, it was blown way, like, people were so mad, you know? So this, nobody's, like, we're talking about it now, and I think this conversation is to get started. But the anger and frustration, I think, hasn't really sunk in yet. Because when you realize, like I have, that my president, the president that I voted for, the president that I believed in, and basically it looks like a full-blown operation, actually, from my position, from the wars, no wars, from, you know, from everything, to see him take money, to see him get completely just schmooze in a way I didn't know somebody could be schmooze before, to change his entire alignment, or it doesn't seem that happened. What seems to me is this was the plan all along. That's how I see it. Because when you see the back, when you trail back the money and the pipelines, it's all happening before he even got into office. Right when they get into office, what does Pam Bondi do? The first thing was get rid of the FARA oversight. That was the first thing. Why? If they were not planning this already, why tell everyone they're going to release the files of the Epstein files, and then they spend all of our money, all of this money, to redact those files and then hold back and then not put it out, not give us all the information, not hold any accountability? You know, actually, Trump never really fully admitted to saying he was going to do it. He, even before, he just ran on this idea of the Epstein files. So to me, it really looks like he was saying whatever he needed to say to win. Because I believe when you look at the Board of Peace, and if you don't know what that is, I'd recommend the audience look at what Board of Peace is.
Yeah.
He is the chairman of a company or of an organization that is receiving money for what was supposed to be just pro-Gaza, for building out Gaza for 3 years. Now they've made it indefinite. Out of Trump's mouth, he said that they're going to be something like an oversight to the UN.
Yep.
They are receiving billions of dollars from other countries to build in Gaza. All right. This was the plan all along. We got duped. They lied to us. And I have no problem saying it, because when I look back at everything and I see what's happening now, there's no other answer for me. There's no other answer. You're not going to tell me that the family and Trump himself, like, think about Polymarket. Don Jr. ended up getting this investigation on Polymarket to stop the investigation. They get out of the limelight of legislation of being litigated, and then they buy Polymarket, and now we see on the news headlines that they're making millions and billions of dollars from trading and from doing, you know, yes, no bets on Polymarket in crypto. You know, why buy Polymarket 6 months into the presidency, probably working on it 6 months before that, which places you when? Before you're in office. Everything leans back to it was all a setup. It was all a lie. And it was all planned from the very beginning. And they just took us for a ride. And now they're taking us and the entire world for an even worse one because of it.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely brutal. I can't disagree with you. And again, I think, you know, we always knew that there was maybe some, you know, not, you know, Trump's a moneymaker. He's making deals and whatever. And it was always like, yeah, you know, it's all right, fine. You know, all politicians do this, whatever. But this is really something different. And the way that you're laying it out and the way, you know, it's tied in together, again, just taking yourself out of the bias of, hey, I'm a Trump supporter and I got to support Trump, and just looking at this like any other politician, it is extremely bad what's happening here. And even if I'm just taking it from the perspective of Republicans, you don't think the Democrats are going to start investigating this at some point, looking into this and maybe charging? I mean, this could be a setup for the Trump administration or the Trump family to be thrown in jail once he's out of office because of what they're doing here. It's a complete setup. You've done just incredible work. Again, my guest is Danks. Follow him on X at Dankster Intel, AmericansForTransparency.org. Really incredible website. Thank you for all your work, and thank you for coming on today, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. AmericansForTransparency.org.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249, but guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife, it's badass, America First t-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense supplements, Shilajit gummy, Shilajit capsules, Irish CMOS capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off, or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.